Hello there, and welcome back to the Skyfall F1 podcast. And man, it has been a minute. Sorry about that. It's been just under a month since I last released an episode. So finally getting back in the recording booth today. And today's episode is going to be covering a idea that I had that I talked about in a previous episode. So this idea was the fantasy recounting of the last five seasons. So today's episode is going to be talking about the 2020 season. I also am going to have the 2021 episode coming out pretty soon. So stay tuned for that as well, and potentially some audience participation opportunities going forward. So again, stay tuned. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about right now, I had the idea to go back and use a simulator to redo the last five seasons going back to 2020 and just redo the seasons, use the original calendars that would be used before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. I'd redo some of the driver transfers that I believe and some of you believe were just not the correct options for those drivers or for those teams. So we're gonna go back and redo some of that and just see where we end up. So starting off with the 2020 season, in this alternate timeline, the coronavirus pandemic never occurred, meaning that the paddock will head to Melbourne to begin the season just as they would have. Entering the Australian Grand Prix, several teams have questions. First off, can anyone match Mercedes's dominance? They have now won six consecutive Constructors' Championships entering this season, and 2019 was arguably their most dominant yet. Is Sebastian Vettel's prime over? 2019 was the first time in a Ferrari car that he was defeated by his teammate, by the upstart Charles Leclerc, and we'll see if this is really the end of his time in a competitive car. Is Alex Albon the long-term answer beside Max Verstappen? He was pretty consistent during his half season in Red Bull, but was unable to beat Verstappen a single time on track. So it's a question of can he get on track and manage to compete with Max throughout 2020? Can Daniel Ricciardo bring Renault back to glory? It's Ricciardo's second season in the Renault after joining them from Red Bull. So his goal is to bring this Renault team back to the top of the field. Can he finally do that? And will Pierre Gasly prove himself worthy of a long-term seat? Gasly, halfway through the year, was sent down to Toro Rosso, which is now AlphaTauri as of the start of 2020. Can he prove that he deserves a seat somewhere outside of the Red Bull organization? Finally, one rookie on the grid this season, that is Nicholas Latifi, and we'll see what happens with Williams with their new driver pairing of two young drivers as they put Latifi beside George Russell. So to start off the season, Lewis Hamilton started off where he ended 2019 with a very dominant victory, with Max Verstappen and Valtteri Bottas taking up the two remaining podium places. The remaining points positions were pretty balanced without any standouts. The only thing worth pointing out was a sharp drop in pace from Ferrari entering the new season, who finished in P6 and P7 and never seemed to be in the fight for the top five. We then headed to Bahrain, where despite early challenges from Verstappen, Hamilton cruised to back-to-back wins to open the year. Verstappen settled for P2, with Bottas again taking up the final podium place. Down the order, Pierre Gasly climbed six places to finish P6, while Sebastian Vettel showcased a stunning lack of pace en route to a P12 finish. In the first ever Vietnamese Grand Prix, reminder that in the 2020 calendar, there is supposed to be a Grand Prix at the Hanoi Street Circuit in Vietnam. It never materialized due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but in this simulation, we are running that Grand Prix, and Hamilton wins his third consecutive victory under pouring rain, with Verstappen coming home second and Alex Albon grabbing his first podium in Formula One. The torrential rain led to utter chaos throughout the race, with five cars unable to finish. All five cars to DNF were regular point contenders, leading to some surprising cars sneaking into the points, with Kimi Raikkonen netting a P9 in his Alfa Romeo and Kevin Magnussen grabbing a point behind him for Haas. China saw quite a pedestrian Grand Prix. Hamilton won his fourth straight to open the season. Bottas finished P2, his best result of the season, and Verstappen kept his podium streak with a P3. Ferraris were down in P8 and P11, and it began to sink in that their true pace may only be that of a midfield car this season. The fifth Grand Prix saw the paddock heading to the beaches of Zandvoort for the first time since 1985. This was a race that in real life was brought back for the 2021 campaign. It was intended to be brought back for 2020, so we're bringing it back right here. And the high-speed turns of the circuit led to some very high tire degradation and several punctures that ended races. For the second time this season, five cars failed to finish the race, four of them due to these high-speed punctures. Hamilton was another car outside of those DNFs to suffer a puncture, but still crawled across the line for the win. Bottas and Verstappen joined him on the podium. Kimi Raikkonen stunned the entire paddock with a P6 finish in his Alfa Romeo and was the highest running Ferrari-powered car up until Vettel overtook him for P5 on the final lap. The concerns around tire punctures led to a forced extra pit stops at Barcelona, where degradation has traditionally been quite high. This extra pit stop requirement led to the first non-Hamilton winner, as Bottas secured the victory on pure pace. Hamilton had to settle for second, with Verstappen extending his podium streak to start the season. Sergio Perez grabbed P4, the first time a driver not in Mercedes or Red Bull did so since Charles Leclerc in Bahrain. The FIA refused to reinforce the extra pit stop for the Monaco Grand Prix, and it led to another hectic race. Three cars retired with punctures, with Norris, Magnussen, and Verstappen all DNFing. Bottas grabbed back-to-back victories, with Hamilton again in second, and Perez grabbing his first podium since the 2018 Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Perez's strong form highlighted the struggles of Lance Stroll, who hadn't finished in the points since Vietnam and didn't finish for the third time in the season already. Following the tire controversy of the last three Grand Prix, Pirelli were finally able to produce tire compounds that were able to withstand the wear, but they weren't quite ready for the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. With rain arriving midway through the race, only one driver experienced a puncture on the dry tires, with Romain Grosjean having a blowout down the main straight. Bottas continued his strong stretch of performance, beating Hamilton to the line for his third straight win. Behind them on the podium was Lance Stroll, grabbing his second career podium, with both coming in Baku. Max Verstappen finished in P5, his first classification off the podium of the season, thanks to a puncture he suffered just before the back straight that caused him to limp back to the pit lane. Stroll's podium marked a great return to form for himself and continued Racing Point solidification as the third fastest team on the grid. The new dry tire compounds were brought to the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal, and they were completely successful, with zero punctures occurring in the Grand Prix. Hamilton returned to his winning ways with the extra pit stop lifted, with Bottas behind him in second. Verstappen returned to the podium, with Stroll continuing his excellent form with a P4 in his home Grand Prix. It was a solid day for the two McLarens as well, with Sainz and Norris securing P5 and P7 respectively. The French Grand Prix was another wet one, with Hamilton going back-to-back in the win column. Verstappen tied his best result with a P2, his first since Vietnam. Joining him on the podium was Daniel Ricciardo, grabbing his first podium of the season at his constructors' home race. Esteban Ocon added on a P10 to tie Renault's best points haul of the season to that point. The final race of the first half, the Austrian Grand Prix, saw major drama at the top of the field. Late in the race, Hamilton and Verstappen came together while fighting for the lead. Verstappen was forced to pit for a new front ring, dropping him to the final position of 8th. Hamilton would cross the line first, but would drop behind his teammate Bottas due to a post-race 10-second penalty. Albon would pick up the final podium place. Ferrari would bag a solid midfield result with 16 total points and a top-5 finish for Leclerc. At the midway point in the season, Hamilton led the way with 251 points. Valtteri Bottas was in second, 42 points back, with Max Verstappen another 59 behind him. No other driver had triple-digit points at the halfway point. Albon, Ricciardo, Perez, and Stroll had all managed podiums through the first 11 races. At the back of the field, four drivers remained pointless, with Giovinazzi, Russell, Latifi, and Grosjean still searching for their first. In the Constructors' Cup, Mercedes had already doubled the next best team with a 216-point lead over Red Bull. Williams were the only team still waiting to crack the top 10 on the year. The paddock next returned to their roots in Silverstone. Also returning was the early season chaos, as again, only 15 cars classified. Bottas won from Hamilton and Verstappen, with Hamilton nearly chasing down the Finn in the closing stages. Another notable story from the British Grand Prix was Williams' first point of the year, as a perfectly played safety car saw Nicholas Latifi net a P10 and his first career point. Fresh off that first point, Williams returned to the cellar, with both drivers forced out of the running in Hungary by mechanical failures. At the top of the field, Hamilton returned to the top step, with Bottas and Stroll joining him on the podium. Sergio Perez's P6 meant a season-high 23 points for Racing Point. That sent us to the summer break, with Hamilton still leading the way, albeit having seen his lead shrink a bit at the top. In the constructor standings, Mercedes still held an iron grip, while Latifi's P10 meant that every team had secured a point. During the summer break, it was announced that Renault's challenge of Racing Point's brake ducts led to a 15-point deduction for Racing Point. So this was something that did happen in real life. Something I failed to mention in the intro is that I am not going to be messing with the performance of the cars or the sanctioning that happened to some of these teams over this time frame, because I just don't see how I can realistically do that and it not be biased in some manner. So I'm just going to leave the car performances as they were in real life, like Mercedes' fall off after the regulation change, stuff like that. So the driver's transfers may be different, but the the teams themselves and the cars will remain mostly the same. So on August 30th, the circus returned for the Belgian Grand Prix. Hamilton won from Bottas again, but beyond them, chaos continued. Alex Albon grabbed P3 the first time he'd beaten Max Verstappen on merit over the season they'd been teammates. The rain-soaked track led to many to make mistakes, with Carlos Sainz suffering a rough crash at Raddion early in the going, Sebastian Vettel hitting the barriers at turn 11, and Sergio Perez coming together with Esteban Ocon at the bus stop chicane. The paddock next headed to the Temple of Speed, with Bottas nearly beating his teammate to the line for the win in Monza. Verstappen returned to the podium alongside them, while Pierre Gasly grabbed a P6 to tie his best result of the year for AlphaTauri. The Singapore Grand Prix saw perhaps the wildest race of the year. To start, we saw the first non-Mercedes race winner, as Alex Albon mounted the top step of the podium for the first time in Formula 1, thanks to stop-go penalties given to Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen for ignoring a pit lane closure. Hamilton was able to recover for a stunning P2, passing his teammate on the final lap as Bottas settled for third. Verstappen only managed to place 8th, just the third time he'd been beaten by Albon all season, all three coming in the second half. The pit lane was closed due to Romain Grosjean suffering a power unit failure near the pit lane entrance. That proved to be the only DNF of the race, the least DNFs since Canada. However, the one safety car that arose proved to be plenty to cause upheaval, with Lando Norris rising 8 places in the pit phase to secure a career best P4, and Sebastian Vettel dropping completely out of the points from P6. As it turned out, Singapore was simply a prerequisite for the Russian Grand Prix. Carlos Sainz grabbed his first win in Formula 1 ahead of Hamilton and Bottas. Hamilton again collided with Verstappen, ending Verstappen's race and causing floor damage for Hamilton that resulted in Sainz pulling away after a well-played pit under a safety car. Hamilton was able to hold off Bottas in the late laps to yet again increase his lead in the Drivers' Championship. If the past two Grand Prix weren't enough indication that the field had finally caught up with Mercedes in 2020, the Japanese Grand Prix fully cemented it. Max Verstappen won at a rain-soaked Suzuka circuit, with Lando Norris grabbing his first podium and Valtteri Bottas behind in third. It was the first race of the year where Lewis Hamilton had finished outside of the top two. In other news, Renault, after spending much of the year in third in the Constructors' Championship, continued his tough stretch that had seen them drop to fifth with a double DNF. The paddock headed to the United States for the 19th race of the season, where Mercedes returned to form with a dominant 1-2. Valtteri Bottas beat Lewis Hamilton to keep his championship hopes alive, with Albon completing the podium. McLaren topped the midfield with a third-row lockout that they held to the checkered flag. Mercedes were truly letting Hamilton and Bottas race for the first time as teammates, and it showed again in Mexico, as Bottas snagged another win from Hamilton, with Norris joining them on the podium. The most notable happening from Mexico City was a last-lap battle between Charles Leclerc and George Russell for P10, with Leclerc taking the position on the final DRS straight and keeping Russell pointless. Russell's teammate, meanwhile, had another race-ending accident while chasing Kevin Magnussen for P19. With two races left, Bottas trailed Hamilton by 36 points, meaning he needed to outscore Hamilton by 10 to keep himself alive in the championship. Every other driver had been eliminated at that point, with third place Verstappen 135 points back from Bottas. Mercedes had also wrapped up the Constructors' race quite early on, with the only real battle left being between Racing Point, Renault, and Ferrari for fourth. The Brazilian Grand Prix saw one of the best drives of the season. After putting it on the second row, Sergio Perez collided with Daniel Ricciardo, forcing them both to pit on the first lap and dropping Perez down to P20. He would go on to win the race just ahead of Max Verstappen thanks to a perfect strategy, a poor call from Red Bull to pit late for fresh tires, and a disastrous double stack for Mercedes that saw their two drivers fall from leading the race by over 10 seconds to settling for P3 and 4 respectively. Despite Bottas beating Hamilton in the race, Hamilton kept Bottas close enough to clinch his 7th Drivers' Championship, tying him with Michael Schumacher for the most ever. Brazilian Grand Prix was also only the second race of the season where all 20 cars classified, and the first since Bahrain back in March. With almost everything wrapped up for the 2020 season, it was time for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Hamilton brought it home for his 10th victory of the season, and his first since Spa in August. Bottas and Albon rounded out the podium. George Russell was the only retirement of the race, with a mechanical failure cementing him in dead last in the Drivers' Championship. The 2020 season brought Hamilton his 4th straight championship, 7th overall, and 6th with Mercedes. Mercedes snagged their 7th consecutive Constructors' Championship and continued their run as the only constructor to win in the turbo hybrid era. Bottas finished 2nd in the Drivers' Championship, his 2nd season in a row in that position. Red Bull finished 2nd in the Constructors' Championship, their best placement since 2016. Max Verstappen Verstappen finished third in the Drivers' Championship for the second year running, and Albon improved from 8th to 4th in his first full season at Red Bull. McLaren made a late-season charge to finish third in the Constructors' Championship, their best placement since 2012, helped by two podiums from Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz's first career win. Sainz finished 5th in the Drivers' Championship, with Norris in 9th. Racing Point were 4th in the Constructors' Championship, surviving a 15-point sanction thanks to strong finishing form from Sergio Perez, including his first career win. Perez finished 6th in the Drivers' Championship, with Lance Stroll in 10th. Despite a strong start to the year, Renault could only manage 5th in the Constructors' Championship, the same as 2019. Daniel Ricciardo finished 7th in the Drivers' Championship, grabbing his first podium with Renault, and Esteban Ocon grabbed 11th in his first season with the Enstone team. Another team who struggled in the second half was Ferrari, who fell from 2nd in 2019 all the way to 6th in the Constructors' Championship. Charles Leclerc finished 9th in the Drivers' Championship, while Sebastian Vettel finished down in 12th, his worst finish in a full season. 6th was also the worst Constructors' finish since 1980 for the Prancing Horses, and Vettel's 12th place in the Drivers' Championship tied Kimi Raikkonen's placement in the horrendous F14 for the worst of the 21st century by a full-time Ferrari driver. AlphaTauri concluded the season in 7th in the Constructors' Championship in their first season as a constructor. Pierre Gasly finished 13th in the Drivers' Championship, with Danny Kvyat scoring only a 7th the amount of points as his team, and finishing 15th. Thanks to a very random P6 from Kimi Raikkonen and Zandvoort, Alfa Romeo were the best of the backmarkers in 8th. Raikkonen finished 14th in the Drivers' Championship, while Antonio Giovinazzi went scoreless, finishing 19th. Haas secured just 2 points on a pair of P10s from Kevin Magnussen that was good enough to finish 9th and avoid dead last. Magnussen finished 16th in the Drivers' Championship, with Grosjean pointless in 18th. The final team on the table was Williams, their third straight season in last. Nicholas Latifi scored the lone point for the hapless squad, finishing 17th in the championship, with George Russell dead last on the table with no points to show for his efforts. So with that is the end of the 2020 fantasy season. So there are a lot of questions entering the 2021 season. I'll be coming out with that episode soon. Would love to hear some feedback. Just let me know what you like about this style. Let me know if you have any ideas for improvements. I'm open to anything. Until next time, y'all. Thanks for watching.